We're just going to read a couple verses from the lesson for today, which is Pentecost Sunday, the gift of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. So there were these two guys that were ever ride on a tandem bicycle. Cecil, you ever ride on a tandem bike? You have. Maybe once in my life. But they were riding along, guy in the front, guy in the back, and they're going up a steep hill. And the guys, they're just like struggling. They get to the top of the hill, and the guy in the front goes, "Well, that was hard." And the guy in the back said, "Yeah, that was really hard. If I didn't have the brakes on, we would have just rolled right down that hill." I say that because sometimes we put the brakes on the Holy Spirit. You know, God's trying to move us. God's trying to challenge us and fill us, and we're just like, we're not surrendering, we're not being vulnerable to the Holy Spirit. And so this isn't just a this Sunday Pentecost sermon. It's every single Sunday that we're supposed to learn, right? We have the Father, we have the Son. The Holy Spirit is something that's somewhat unique to us, that we have to be open to that power in that presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, John Wesley, last thing he said, right, Cecil, brother? Last words he ever said before he died was, "Best of all, God is with us." Can we say that together? Best of all, God is with us. Don't you think that loneliness is the worst thing? You can handle anything as long as you know you're not alone. Best of all, God is with us. Jesus said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. I will give you the counselor, the advocate, the helper." Who needs help? I need help. Oh, my goodness. We need God. We need to know God is next to us. Now, the Holy Spirit was poured out on all people, right? Not everyone accepted. God doesn't kick down your door and say, "I'm living in your heart." You have to say, "Please come in and live inside my heart." Every single day. It's not just once. And I think it's beautiful that we can learn what does it mean to be vulnerable to the Holy Spirit, to be open, to receive the Holy Spirit, to know God is with us, and God loves us. God loves us. As much as Liam needs to hear that, you are all children of God, need to hear that again and again. You don't just hear it once. Jonathan, Christine are not going to just say, "I love you, Liam, now that's good for 10 years. Every day. It's important for us to understand that the day of Pentecost broke down every barrier. Cultures and customs. We think we have problems today when it comes to barriers, borders. Just think about these 120 people from all over. And they understood each other. And they embraced each other. Others thought, "Well, these guys are drunk." And then Peter goes, No, they're not drunk. "It's only 9 o'clock. I always think that's funny. Because somebody always says, "It's 5 o'clock somewhere." And I wanted to lift up to you, do you know, now this is amazing, yesterday, and I'll say a little bit more about that, but this was found underneath this pulpit. This is a Narragansett can from 1968 that some worker here in this, that helped build our beautiful edifice, said, let's play a joke on these folks, and threw this underneath the chancel, and it was directly underneath. All these sermons from this pulpit... And this can has been underneath, and it's a beautiful, it's just like perfect condition. It's like mint condition. Don't clean it. It has a patina on it that you, and I just think it's just, I think it's humorous. And of course, on one side, I'm like, who was this guy that drank this, you know, and threw it in there? Let's play around with these folks, you know. And it says right on, it's beautiful. It says, the slogan back in 1968, 51 years ago when this church, beautiful church was built, "Hi neighbor, have a Gansett." And we like to say, "Hi, neighbor, God loves you." And show that love. And you're not alone. And be that presence of Christ. And so you didn't think you were going to see a Narragansett can. This is the rip-off top, you know, the old school instead of before the tabs came. But all right, you're going to say, I heard Pastor John preach with a beer can on the pulpit. Because we want to pray for people who find themselves wanting to be filled with other things. Alcohol is a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. Destroys families. Same with drugs and addictions of every sort. We're hearts. We want to be filled, right? The only thing that can really fill us is the presence of God. And I think it's so beautiful. You know, we need to be reminded again, we're not alone. We're not alone. God, it's not a solo faith. It's gathered together in the name of Jesus. Amen? That we are part of. When Liam grows up, that he sees us and he says, I'm not alone. I'm loved. Where's God? God's right here in this place. And yesterday, it was almost like the Amish barn raising. And Jonathan was here and Christine were here. And how many people do we have? Literally, all parts. Here we're working on a ramp, downstairs on a ramp, outside renovating the playground. We had picnic tables being made. We had the praise band practicing. And I made my way all around. But right when I drove, we had a car wash going. All at the same time. It's a beautiful spirit. And it made me think about renovations of our souls, too. And our time to build is coming. Physically, our church is changing. Let's have a spiritual revival and renovation at the same time. Amen? Trusting in the power of the presence of the Lord. When I drove up, first person I saw was Christine with Liam. And the Holy Spirit moved me and said, can I hold Liam? Sure. They're very good at, yeah, hold Liam. We trust you while we do other things. And they know that Liam's growing up in a community of love. So I held Liam, and it was just so beautiful. I just held him, and he fell asleep on my chest. And he's just such a blessing. And I walked around a little bit, and people saw me, and I just felt so, you know, when you hold a baby, you say to yourself, this baby's not alone. This baby needs to be held close. But at the same time you hold that baby, you're being held, right? It's like you can't give a hug without getting a hug, right? And for us who might feel lonely, and we all do, you know, embrace somebody else. Get outside of yourself. It's an epidemic today, believe it or not, there is. There's always been lonely people, but it's really an epidemic. The other voice in the world is saying, isolate, step back, retreat. And we're saying, we're building a community based on the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we need you. And you're not only a receiver, but a giver. I was a pastor on Martha's Vineyard for four years. I did a lot of bus trips from BU School of Theology. Every Friday, every Monday. Bus stations are lonely places. And I remember one time the Holy Spirit just broke my heart when I saw three or four people. And I just said, I feel their loneliness. And my heart was expanded to really, truly have a heart that breaks for someone who just feels alone. One time I was driving past the school where Shaw was in kindergarten. And I just happened to glance, and there he was. It was recess, and they were playing on the play structure. And he was running around, and I pulled over, and I just watched him. I just watched him. He had no idea. And I just started to cry a little bit. I said, I just hope he always feels loved and not alone. I can't be with him, next to him all the time. And I saw him smiling and laughing. Then it hit me. I go, you know what? That's what God does. Looking at each and every person in the entire world, wanting them to know they're loved and not alone. That's what Pentecost is all about. And some people receive it, some people don't. But as soon as you receive it, you do want to share it. And I remind you how important that is to do that. And so as we close our service today, I want you to make a pledge that you allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life like never before. You know, when I was carrying Liam around and just this wonderful activity of just love and wow, the progress when you have many hands, light work, and people feeling good, young people and older people together in mission for Appalachia Service Project, just beautiful. And I came into the sanctuary, and the folks were working here, and I worked a little bit. Eventually, you know, I am a specialist in baby holding, but a lot of people look at you and like, Pastor is not doing a thing. I'm like, this is important. But I eventually gave Liam back to Christine, and then I came here, and we were renovating for the ramp, and I met someone who immediately said, hey, Pastor John. He said, I'm going to church, and the Holy Spirit's been grabbing my heart. I've been resisting, but I'm allowing the Lord to really work on me. My son and I haven't spoken in over a year. We were standing right here. And I listened. I didn't wave a wand and say, everything's going to be okay. I said, it is a good thing you're opening your heart to the Holy Spirit and listening to God to be open to reconciliation, to bring that love. And I said, would you like a prayer right now? And he was all dusty and sweating, and he was dripping with sweat, but a little tear came. And I held his hand, and I just asked a blessing. I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, come into the situation. Humble hearts, break hearts, that they can build a bridge and get over it and come together and reconcile. On his own, that was not going to happen, but open to the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, yes. Amen? That's what we're offering. And there might be someone here today who's resisting the Holy Spirit because it's a little unsettling to surrender and go, what is God going to lead me to do? And we might look like Cecil referred to that on the outside looking in, those weird Methodists or those weird Christians. As Liam's baptized into the family of God, into the Christian family. Someone says, what faith? You say, I follow Christ, and we're all together. But I just remind you in closing how important it is. We're just going to have a prayer to risk trusting the Holy Spirit in your marriage, with your kids, with your grandkids, with your neighbors. And to allow the fruits of the Spirit come in, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And self-control, that's a hard thing, right? Where we get to say, I don't want to go this way. I want to go your way, God. Even if it's a way I don't want to go. I don't want to forgive that person, but I'm going to trust in you. Because I believe best of all, God is with us. Best of all, God is with us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, that you remind us again and again that we're not orphans. You don't leave us as orphans. That you love us. Forgive us, Lord, for thinking we're alone and unloved. Thank you, God, that you can heal hearts that turn away from you. You're that prodigal father, prodigal son. You are the ones that unite us, who make us run to those who need to be run to and be embraced and say, this is my son who was lost but now is found, was dead but now alive. Thank you, God. It's all about your grace. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It moves us to believe in what we think is impossible, that we could be forgiven and loved and born again. Lord, bless the Nicodemuses of the world, that Jesus, you loved him. You demonstrated, you said, look at the trees. You don't see the wind, you know where it comes from, where it blows, but you see its effect. Lord, your Holy Spirit now, just blow in this place. Touch hearts that someone for the first time can surrender to you and believe. And believe. And believe in your saving grace. We give our lives to you as Sam did today. And as he lets tears come, we too, let our hearts break open so you can make a home there. Nothing will separate us from your great love in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for little Liam, who was a gift not only to Jonathan and Christine and their family, but a gift to this church that brings the best out of each of us. Best of all, God is with us. Best of all, God is with us. Best of all, God is with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God.